This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Pampered Pooch. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm your co-host, Vicki Nixon.
Today we are talking about dog bed options. If you're going to have a pampered pooch, of course you have to have a very pampered dog bed for them to sleep on. And today we're going to tell you all about different types, from not only standard dog beds, but some more of the luxury dog beds, and some that are good for an ailing dog. So we'll go through all of that after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Put on a perfectly possum pet party. Having an awesome birthday or adoption day celebration for your four-legged friend, or just want a fun excuse to throw a fun party with your friends from the dog park. Deck out your party with Molly and Bandit Pet Party Accessories, party products designed specifically for pets. There are wearables, including adjustable pet party hats, bow ties, and tutus. The photo prop kits include funny glasses and hats. The party supplies and decorations include coordinating table covers, party banners, cake decorations, and treat bowls, cups, and bags. Everything you need to create great memories and Instagram-worthy photos. They're available in two colorful themes, Tropical and Fireman. It's a dog's life. Celebrate it with Molly and Bandit Pet Party at mollyandbanditpetparty.com/petlife.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. Today we're talking about dog bed options for your pampered pooch. You know, we're going to be getting some of our information from an article on about.com. And it's called Snuggle Up by Jenna Stregowski. And I just wanted to mention that. She's going to be, you know, a little bit of a source of information today. And today, you know, we're talking about different bed options. You know, where does your dog like to sleep? It could be on your bed, could be on the couch, but not always ideal. Sometimes you should have a spot for your dog to retreat, a place he can call his own, it's soft, comfortable, a place where he can be when he just needs to kind of chill out by himself. Like, our dogs, they sleep with us, but we do still have some dog beds, and they have their own crates and everything like that. So it's kind of a, you know, multi-choice for them. And not only do you want to meet your dog's basic needs, but you want to, you know, pamper them.
Right.
So there are pampered pooches, of course. So with all the different varieties out there, choosing a dog bed can be kind of hard. So we're going to give you a rundown of some of the dog bed varieties that are sure to satisfy even the most pampered pooch. Some of the things are like the standard dog beds. They might look like cushions or pillows. They may or may not have edges or rims. They're available in many different shapes, sizes, materials, colors. They're typically like round, shaped, oval, rectangular, square, etc. Many of these beds are covered with materials like fleece or flannel, denim, like a fox suede or microfiber. Sometimes they contain polyester filling or foam padding. Some beds are also filled with cedar chips to deter odors and insects. Standard dog beds range in quality from basic economy to expensive designer versions. Many of them have removable, washable covers. And standard dog beds are great for all dog breeds, but may not offer the support needed for senior dogs or dogs with any kind of orthopedic problems. Another kind of a dog bed out there is a nesting dog bed. Nest dog beds are very similar to standard dog beds, except they have raised edges. The rims or bolsters on these beds may surround the entire bed or only a portion of the bed. Some nest beds actually resemble sofas or couches. The raised edge feature makes it ideal for your dog to lean on or curl up, just like a nest. Many dogs find these beds exceptionally comfortable. Plus, they look adorable and all nested in the bed. Nest beds work well for any kind of dog that likes to curl up or lean back. An example of one of the nesting beds would be the Snoozer Cozy Cave Pet Bed, which you can find at snoozerpetproducts.com. The Snoozy Cozy Cave Nesting Dog Bed is a one-of-a-kind dog bed that is designed to give your pet a cozy place to stay warm. It's perfect for pets who enjoy staying under the covers. It's a, you know, cave-type thing, makes them probably feel warmer. But at the same time, if they needed to get out quickly, they could pretty much rush out. There's a couple other nesting beds that I really like. One is called a Bowser Ball. And if you could just see a picture of this, if you can just imagine like a beanbag for a dog and then just your dog right on top of it. It's made from very durable, soft Berber fabric and filled with high loft memory fiber. Dogs absolutely love burrowing into this nest. And it's, you know, of course, like many others, it's machine wash and dryable. Another one of my favorites is the burrow bed, which you can find at funstufffordogs.com. And dogs who basically like to burrow under the covers or between the sheets and the piles of clothes and under pillows now have a bed made just for them. This burrow bed is a fantastic solution for dogs who need to stay warm or who like to dig and burrow. And basically, if you could just imagine like a blanket over top of each other and then sewn together on one side, that's kind of what it looks like. And they can burrow in between it.
Yeah, it looks like so much fun.
Yeah, actually, it really does. You know, I've often wanted to get this bed just because it looks so fun. My dogs really aren't burrowers, but I kind of wish they were because it looks really...
Simon loves to get in the either clean clothes laundry in the basket or dirty clothes, and we call it diggy, 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 and he digs and digs and digs and digs and puts his face in there. So a bed like that might be something he'd really love.
And they're pretty pretty reasonable. It's around $57. Of course, like all the others, you can take off or recover and wash it. And, you know, the dogs can sleep either on it or inside of it, whichever they prefer.
Another one of our favorite beds is the donut dog beds. Now, this is a favorite of my dogs. They love these donut beds. They're much like nest beds. The donut beds provide a rim or an edge. So your dog can lay there with their neck kind of up and on the edge of the bed. And the edge is a pillow soft bolster that lets your dog like really curl up and sink in. They're typically round or oval and they're made of very soft material. Donut dog beds are plush and some of the cuddliest dog beds available. I guess dogs really love them besides mine. Some old or weak dogs may have trouble getting in and out of these beds, though, because they are so plush or if they have arthritis or orthopedic issues. They usually run between $80 and $150. They have micro suede covers in over 30 colors. The one that I like the best is the from Snoozer Pet Products, S-N-O-O-Z-E-R, petproducts.com. They're wonderful donut beds. The next bed that we're going to talk about is orthopedic beds. There's several different kinds of orthopedic beds, but basically what orthopedic beds are designed to do, it's for they're supporting dogs with arthritis or other orthopedic problems. They're made with high quality thick foam. They provide extra support for the dog's body and it puts less stress on their joints. Though they can be comfortable for any type of dog, seniors and very thin dogs really a benefit from the orthopedic beds because like standard beds, they come in a lot of colors, sizes, and shapes. They're good, again, for senior dogs or those with orthopedic problems. They could be good for thin and bony dogs like Greyhound and Whippets with not a lot of fat on their body, I guess, in order to prevent pressure sores and calluses. One of these orthopedic beds is called a memory foam orthopedic dog bed. It's through iCozyDogBed.com. It is a memory foam bed, strictly memory foam. Again, for dogs inflicted with any disease, canine arthritis, or hip dysplasia, they'll benefit from the beds. It alleviates pressure on the point when they're resting, and it allows for optimal blood circulation so that the joints can get lubricated. This seems to sometimes help relieve some of the pressure dogs have because it improves these iCozy dog bed, which is the memory foam, improves blood circulation, it reduces pressure points, increases support and comfort, reduces tossing and turning up to 90% for a more restful sleep, and up to 30% more body contact, meaning increased support. And the waterproof cover is easy for you to use to clean. They're hypoallergenic. It prevents dust mites, anti-static, antibacterial, and it prevents mold. And the prices start about $80, and they offer free shipping.
Yeah, that's not a bad price considering, you know, it's a little
really
bit
good.
More luxury.
Yes, and as my dogs are getting older, you know, and Mateo with his, you know, bone and joint issues, I think I'd like to try a small one just to see, you know, if they'll lay on it or whatever. If it is a waterproof cover and it's a little stiff, you could always put a little blanket on it or a crepe pad, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So we're going to talk about a few more bed options after this commercial break.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here, host of Best Bets for Pets and dog mom to two gorgeous pooches. And I found a way to make them happy every month. BarkBox. It's a party in the box for your pooches, filled with toys and treats they will love. We have a special for you that you are going to love too. This is for all the pet parents. Visit BarkBox.com/PetLife and subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan and get a month for free. How great is that?
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. As we're continuing our discussion on dog beds, all different kinds, we're going to continue on orthopedic beds. We already talked about the memory foam. Now we're going to talk about a bed called Flex Gel Luxury Pet Beds. These can be found at dogtime.com. This will also be available on our blog and on the website, so you can look. Flex Gel is a revolutionary new product that is ideal in every way for your pet. It's made up of the same medical grade Flex Gel used for high-end consumer and medical beds. Flex Gel can even be sterilized. What they do is they combine Flex Gel with an exclusive plush stain-protected double knit cover that is antimicrobial and will actually protect against the bacteria that causes most odors. No more stinky pet bed. And the configuration of Flex Gel insulates against heat and cold. It's especially important if you have a dog or cat that is snub-nosed or prone to overheating, one of the English bulldog or a pug or a Pekingese. They're 100% machine washable and dryer safe. Again, the unique polymer Flex Gel has a tensile strength of 500 pounds per square inch. It won't harm your pet, can snap right back in place. A little bit more on the expensive side, the prices range between $150 and $200, depending on the size you're looking for. Definitely something to look into. I was really impressed with this Flex Gel and how it was made.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that before, but I like it a lot. I mean, if you look at that, I'm sure it has to be pretty comfortable for them.
Definitely. No more odors.
Yeah, check out the pictures on our MySpace page as well. Pampered Pooch. Another type, you know, of course, you got your regular kennel or crate, whatever you want to call it. But if you're like me, you want to have a bed inside of the crate. You don't want to just have it be just the hard surface. Or we have blankets in ours, but we put a bed down underneath, too, just to give us some more support. So dog beds, you know, they're often made to fit the kennels and crates with, of course, different shapes and sizes. But oftentimes it's going to be like the rectangle shape to fit the crate itself. A little bit more practical than some of the other options. If you're, say, in an apartment and you don't have a lot of room and you need to, you know, save space. So that's an idea as well. Some of the manufacturers can do like water resistant beds so that they're easier to clean, of course, because if they're in their crates while you're away from home and they have any accidents, that's probably something you might want to look for, is the water resistant kind. And you know, this type of bed is suitable for all dogs, although again, if you have a dog that's older, thin, or bony, they're not gonna have as much support as some of the others. A little bit more on the luxury pampered pooch wise, we have like the raised dog beds. Lots of companies out there are making beds that are raised off the floor. Some are standard, nest, orthopedic, or whatever. Some even have mattresses inside of a raised frame. And this is all made to look, I think, just, you know, luxurious for your pampered pooch. Some of the frames can be made of wood or wicker, metal, plastic, you know, whatever out there. But they're all designed to look like, you know, this is something that is made for a prince or princess, down to all the different details. You could actually get these to match your own furniture.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And one benefit of a raised bed is that it keeps a little bit of distance between a cold or dirty floor and your dog. if for some reason you have insects, it's going to be a little bit harder for them to invade your dog's bed. This problem of this is that a raised bed would be harder for older or orthopedic dogs to be able to get inside. Dash hounds, you might as well forget it because of their backs. So you don't want to cause any kind of harm with them trying to get in and out of the bed. Another type of bed is a covered dog bed. Some people call it covered, some people call it hooded. They're just another way for a dog to snuggle up, basically. It could be of appearance of a small little house or tent, all made to be indoors, though. They're just like a little plush retreat for your dog. I mean, there's all kinds of different themes out there. We'll have a few pictures, but one of them is a little gray and pink checkered. And we have a few others that are like in the shape of strawberries and the shape of, just a lot of
airplanes different... airplanes and...
yeah, cars. It's very cute, all the different things they have out there. So just check those out as well. Another really cool thing they have is a heated dog bed. It's just a way to give your dog some extra warmth, a place to snuggle up. So if they are going to be by themselves, it's going to be a nice way. Especially if, I would say, maybe even a younger dog that's missing its mom or its brothers and sisters would be nice. And, of course, if you have a dog with achy joints, this could be a very nice comfort for them as well. They work pretty much like a heating pad or electric blanket. They do have safety features to protect your dog. But always be sure to follow the manufacturer's instructions. You don't want any kind of a problem from these. And they can be a benefit to all types of dogs. Cooling dog beds, same thing. I mean, if it's, say, in the summer and you maybe don't have air conditioning or whatever, you notice that your dog's laying in the coolest part of the house. Well, another thing you can do is get them a cooling dog bed. Some dogs really enjoy that cooling sensation. But this is a nice alternative for your dog. It's usually made out of some kind of plastic or similar material, and it's filled with water. And these are great for, the breeds that tend to overheat, like you mentioned earlier, like bulldogs, etc. So that's a very good option. Another option they have out there is travel dog beds. Basically, it's going to be like many of the other dog beds we described, but perhaps they have some kind of travel feature. Maybe they're available to roll them up, fold them. They might come with special bags or whatever to take them with. But they're definitely an option they might want to think about when you're going to be traveling a lot with your dog.
The next beds we're going to talk about are infrared pet beds. The one specifically that I'm familiar with is the Thermotex therapeutic pet bed. I do have one, the smallest one. I use it for Mateo again, and Simon, since he tore both his ACLs several years ago and probably has arthritis. What the Thermotex infrared pet bed does, and any infrared, basically, pet bed, will deliver pain relief by increasing the blood flow. It's accomplished by using the infrared energy absorption, like the red on a laser. Instead of just going straight, it can't burn your pet. It makes squiggly lines and gets into your pet's body so that it goes between 6 centimeters and 2.36 inches into their body, like similar to a heating pad. They say infrared is a radiant energy source similar to the warmth felt by sunshine with no harmful rays. As the infrared energy is absorbed, the blood flow and oxygen levels increase in the treated area. This results in a deep penetrating warmth. This deep penetrating warmth delivers pain relief and assists with elimination of toxins. Infrared is so safe, it is used to warm newborn babies in the hospital. So again, this is not something that can harm your pet. And my dogs, once in a while, Lulu will lay in it if I actually put her in it. It's just very comforting and soothing. I think even if they don't have issues, they like it. They are ideal for the Thermotex or any infrared pet bed is ideal for post-surgery recovery, arthritis, bursitis and strains, muscles or joints that are causing pain, and animals who need extra warmth. Of course, they're inexpensive to operate. You plug them in, with electrical. They say it's about 7 cents a day to operate for 24 hours.
Wow.
I do plug mine in and out. They're machine wash lining, removable cloth liner is easy to remove. There's no burning. The Thermotex therapy systems are thermostatically controlled and they'll never overheat. The cost ranges from $200 to $300 depending on the size. So that's definitely something. I really like the infrared system and I like how it works and how many natural health practitioners are using it. So something I looked into. They also, we want to talk about pet cats. Pet cats are basically something to keep your dogs off the ground. Either he or she is inside or outside. They are hammock-like and they relieve joint pressure. They're waterproof, easy to clean. And they say that the airflow beneath your pet creates a natural cooling effect.
Yeah, they're not going to be really supportive if you have a dog with, you know, the problems we talked about earlier. The orthopedic bed would be better, but,
right,
you know, it's another option.
Definitely.
And I think a lot of the, at least some of the, I would say like doggy daycares that, or even some of the rescues I've seen, usually have dogs laying on those cots. Like,
yeah.
They even have this cool one now. It's like a circular cot, so it looks kind of like those old 70s chairs that
it
you would sit in.
It reminds me of something the kids take to college, a college dorm,
yeah, like
you know?
Pet cot, I think is what they are, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got some cool ones out there, so another option for you.
Very cool. We're also going to talk about pet airbeds. Specifically, the one we're talking about are from Gerty Gear. Again, that'll be on our website or on MySpace page. Gerty Gear pet airbeds are great for dogs and cats of all ages, weights, and breeds, but again, are specially beneficial for senior pets and those with arthritis, hip, back pain, incontinence, slobberers,
yeah,
and other health concerns. It's a full-body orthopedic solution that outlasts traditional pet beds, they say. They have three sizes. They're not as expensive. They offer full-body orthopedic support. It never compresses nor decomposes like foam or stuffing beds. There's never any lumps because it's all air in there. Claw and nail proof, so they can't be punctured. Machine wash, dry canvas undercover in cases of the inflatable. It's easy to assemble and deflate for travel or storage. It's portability without a pump. You can change the covers. You can get extra wide zippered canvas undercover, elastic outer slip covers. It doesn't hold odors or allergens. And it's designed and constructed for regular washing.
You know, when you mentioned about it is pretty puncture proof, they don't exactly recommend it for like teething puppies or really, really destructive chewers. But, you know, for the average dog, they're not going to like puncture it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They'd really have to be working that thing over.
Right, exactly. So those of you that have those puppies or dogs that really love to chew, this pet airbed may not be for you.
Well, then again, I don't know what bed would be necessarily. They're probably going to just destroy anything they're laying on, right?
You may just want to put a towel down on the floor.
True. And our pampered pooch of the week is Vladimir Consuelos Bellavi, better known as Vladdy. And they're guessing him to be a Welsh Chihuahua mix, around 7 to 8 years old. Some of his nicknames is Flatty Daddy, who likes to potty, Shrinky Dink, and White Smurf.
He does look like a White Smurf. He's so cute.
He is very cute. You know, and his arrival story is his mom, Jerry, basically he was only supposed to be a foster, and Vladdy had surgery for cherry eye and a neuter, so Jerry took him home from the shelter that she volunteered at to make sure he got, you know, his eye meds regularly, etc. He had some mild aggression issues that she pretty much only interpret as being because of past abuse. Jerry worked on those issues, and since, they've built trust, and the aggression episodes have been decreasing. Jerry decided that no one else would understand Vladdy and could give him the care that she could. So she stayed with, you know, he stayed with them and her other two boys. And ever since then, Vladdy's been part of the family. Some of his likes are tennis balls, treats and food, and tennis balls and food, and snuggling on mommy. So I think by that, you know, we hear that he has a couple of things he likes a lot. The tennis balls and food.
He likes the tennis balls for sure.
Some of his favorite food is pretty much anything. He enjoys everything that she has given him. She's got him on a Canady diet, which I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Canady, okay.
Good food.
Yeah, good. His favorite activity is performing Squeakatomics. Tommy's? That's funny. That's so cute.
She's funny.
I guess we'd have to, like, hear that to know more about what that is. But his best trick is she can get him pretty much just to do, like, consistently a sit, which, hey, I've got a few dogs that's pretty much all they can do, too. How she likes to pamper Vladdy is basically he gets to pick his places to snuggle, whether on the chase during TV time in the evening, or he likes to snuggle in between her legs, like her calf area. She has to lift either so, like, he can jump up on her lap. or something like that. He likes to like do under the snuggy type of a thing. He's not a huge belly rub fan, but whenever he can lay on her somehow, then he's okay with it. And some of the other like funny stories she has about Vladdy is whenever she's ready to walk out the door, there are a handful of places she can find Vladdy. Other boys are good with going to the crate when called, but Vladdy is snuggled in somewhere and not moving. She usually checks his usual spots, and then she'll stand in the dining room near the crate and ask aloud, "Where is Vladdy?" And like maybe one of the others would answer. But they don't, you know. And when she's just about to resort to opening the treat jar, there is this cute little butt backing out of the laundry room with a big piece of aluminum foil in his mouth. And his eyes said, uh-oh. And he froze as if maybe she wouldn't notice that he'd been sifting through the garbage. Uh-oh. And, you know, like she said, how could she be mad at a cute little furball like that? So anyways, like she said, she felt like it was her own fault for not closing the door or having it up higher anyway. So that's a cute little story about Vladdy. And that's actually all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening.
And we appreciate your support.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.